Light 104.7 and 1570 AM WVTL.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frankie Dale.
For once in my life, I've got someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once, I'm free. I can go where life leads me. Somehow, I'm gonna be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Someone warm like you could make my dream come true. For once in my life I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once, I've got someone I know won't desert me. Now I'm not alone anymore. For once, I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I've got your love, I can make it. For once in my life, I've got someone who needs me.
So here it is. We're on a Friday morning, and all over the country, probably, there are guys and gals who are getting ready to step out and perform tonight. We dedicate our conversation with my friend Frankie Dale to all those guys and gals. Frank, I was trying to come up with the names of some of the local ones. There's our friend Gaetano, of course, and there's Joe Matarazzo, and there's Edward T. Clifford, and there's Randy Lauren, and of course, there's Frankie Dale. I'm impressed with your doing this. I mean, you do this, you get up and you sing before people who may have come to a restaurant or a tavern to have a drink or have a steak dinner or something like that. It takes a lot of guts, doesn't it?
I've been doing it so long, but I still get nervous, you know, the first few minutes, but it's one of those things where I've been doing it for over 55 years. And it gets my crowd gets a little older. It gets easier because they want to be entertained. It's not to me. It seems like it's natural. That's why I feel most comfortable is when I'm performing.
Yeah. In fact, you've sent us some music on compact disc, which is wonderful. But to me, the real Frankie Dale experience is live and in person, because I've been careful to say. I mean, you are a good singer and you're a guitarist. I mean, you had a band, you and your ex-wife performed for many years that way. But when you are at a club or a restaurant or a tavern, you're the entertainment. I mean, you really get the crowd involved.
I enjoy that part of it. I enjoy doing my little skits and my little bringing the crowd into the performance. I have fun up there while I'm doing it. Not only, you know, the singing, but I also enjoy the performing and the entertaining, and I have a good time. And I say this, that I'm probably better in person than I am on a CD, because I was told a long, long time ago, we auditioned for Jack Parr, and we also rehearsed for Arthur Godfrey, for those of people out there that remember those old-timers. And I remember years ago somebody saying that some people can put their feelings on record, but can't do it in person. And then vice versa. Some people are much better visually than they are on a recording. And I find myself having more fun and more free and a little looser when I'm performing live.
Yeah. Oh, I think there's no question. In fact, Audrey and I first got to know you when Audrey and I first got to know each other. And we used to hang out at this bar in Schenectady that's no longer with us called Da Vinci's.
Correct.
And you'd put on this show every Saturday night. In fact, maybe you did it other nights as well, but that's the night we went. And you would get people to do things like you used to get me to sing, and I had no intention of singing when I walked in the place, and you have that kind of knack to know who's the ham out there who will actually get up and do something.
Well, I enjoy, Bob, I enjoy that part of my performing, too. I if anybody is sitting out there that wants to come up and be part of the show, they're welcome to do that. And I enjoy it just as much as they do. And a lot of times, I've talked to friends of mine that performed, and they told me that they started doing the same thing I'm doing, and I was responsible for them getting started, but they had to have that initial push to find out that's what they wanted to do. And it's one of those, it makes you feel good, because I like to entertain, and I like people, and I like people laughing and smiling and dancing. And to me, I've been your friend now, 10 years or
yes.
better here that we met when you and your sweetie got together there at the Da Vinci's. And when you do come in, I always ask you up to sing, because I enjoy your company.
Oh, well, thank you, Frank. And you've got a bag of tricks yours, Kerry, with you. At least the current incarnation of Frankie Dale, and you performed in various venues. Like, you have this little these glasses with a big nose that when you do I can't remember it now, a particular Italian song.
Oh, that's Amore.
That's Amore. That's
right. That's Amore.
And you got your Elvis mask. I mean,
yeah, I got my Elvis got Get Up, and I've got my afro that I do You Love Me. I've got my Willie Nelson pigtails and cowboy hat. And I've got my little things in there, my long wig that when I bring somebody up, we do Sonny and Cher, and I hopefully I can get them to wear the wig.
Yeah.
That's from the old days, Bob. That scenario that I did there, back when I was getting started back in the late 50s and early 60s there, well, we used to go perform at clubs. They were actually nightclubs, and you had to do a show. You had to do a little more something than just perform, because people sat there and drank and smoked. They didn't much get up and dance.
Right.
But you were like a show.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You had to pull all these things out of the box. I've got a Tupperware box that I call Frankie's Toy Box. But it's very enjoyable. Like I said, some people probably think it's silly, but I'm sure that there are a lot of people that need a smile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yes. And I think you provide that. Frankie Dale is with us from Ohio originally. What can you give us an encapsulated Frankie Dale story? You were from Ohio. You started performing out there.
Correct. I was born in Ithaca, New York, and my parents moved to Ohio after my dad got out of the service. And I grew up. I graduated from Alliance High School. We started the band at 13. I was 13 when I got my first band. And then we just performed like, VFWs, Elks, American Legion.
What city is this in Ohio?
Alliance, Ohio.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. You said that. It went right
over.
Yeah,
Alliance, Ohio. And it's centered between Canton, Ohio, Youngstown, Ohio, Akron, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm right in the pivot point there of all the main areas there that you could perform in. I'm only 60 miles from Cleveland. And we did some shows in Cleveland years ago when we were like 17 and 18. Then in 1960, we went on the road. My buddy, Bobby Bennett, Bobby Yothers, actually his name is Bobby Yothers. And if the name sounds familiar to your listeners, the TV show Family Ties,
mm-hmm.
With Michael J. Fox.
Yes.
Well, the little girl that played the blonde on there, Tina Yothers, was my drummer's daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And she went on to be, a pretty big star. And Bobby, we broke up, and after leaving Lake George in 1964, I think he left the area and went to California. We broke up, and I played in the canteen Lake George, DJ's a go-go. Then we moved down farther here, down towards the Schenectady, Saratoga area.
Yep.
Excuse me, Bob.
Okay. Now, so you were in Ohio, and obviously you came here to upstate New York, first to Lake George. I mean, that was the draw. I mean, that's kind of a resort, and that's what attracted you to come back to this area, or come to
right.
this area?
Right. After graduation, my drummer and I, which we just had a duo at the time, a drum and guitar, we had a manager, and we decided that we'd like to, branch out a little bit. And so we cut a few records, and in the process of that, we had an agent. The agents hooked us up to nightclubs throughout the Ohio. And then finally, this Lake George deal opened up in 1961, where Lake George was really booming for for college kids and teenagers and stuff. And we got booked there in 1961. And then I, like I said, I've been here ever since. And that, from that job there, we just got more jobs down the line. And they brought me to the area of Lake George, which, like I said, in the 60s, early 60s, Lake George was the place to be.
Mm-hmm.
For those that that remember that, you know, the, that you could go on the beach and you could hang out, you could start a fire, you could sing, you could drink your beer. Then things changed in, down towards the end of the 60s when they started having a little, you know, little problems. But Lake George was my starting point as far as this area is concerned.
We're talking with entertainer Frankie Dale. If you have a question, our number is 684-0123.
Light 104.7 and 1570 AM, WVTL.
And we continue with Frankie Dale. At some point, you picked up a day job. Maybe it's, I don't think it's any great secret. You worked at General Electric. And that, I think that's true for a lot of those performers I was talking about at the beginning of the show, because usually you got to have, you got to find some stability if you're going to do this sort of thing.
Correct. And back when in towards the 68, I think I, that's when the groups were breaking up, and we, you know, the group I had broke up, and I had to have a job. I was in the process of getting married and all that sort of thing, and so a friend of mine knew of a position that was open in General Electric in 1968, and so I took the job, thank God for that, and then still played my weekends and my 3-4 nights a week. I still did that also, along with working my 5 days a week. And it, I guess I ended up being there 34 years.
Yeah.
Thank you, GE. And but that job was stable as far as, you know, being able to raise the family. And then the playing, you know, jobs and everything was just for my supplement, and also for the enjoyment of staying in it. It kind of dwindled. I did it for a living up until 1968. And then from then on, it's like you said, more stability and more security. So GE was a big part of my life for that time, you know.
And if some people remember you, and I've run into a lot of people who do remember you from those days, you had a band. Your wife at the time, your ex-wife, who is Dale, was the band singer, right?
Correct. We were going by the Frankie Dale Trio, and like I said, we played the area throughout Schenectady and Saratoga and surrounding areas for many years, and made a lot of friends and a lot of following, and a lot of the clubs that we worked at that time, you know, are closed now.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing that I enjoy talking with you about, because, you know, I grew up here, and I used to hang out at some of the bar rooms in the Amsterdam area and down towards Schenectady and so forth, but you had a different experience because you were performing there, but it was, in some ways, an old Johnny Carson word. It was sort of wild, Frankie. It was wild back then. I mean, you've told me stories about playing, for example, at the Paramount Lounge in Schenectady when you came out after one gig and somebody had stolen the battery out of your car.
Oh, my God, you remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. My goodness. That was towards the end. I mean, the place was a beautiful place in the beginning, and then things got a little rough in the area. But, no, the Paramount Lounge and the Vikings, which was right back-to-back on State Street there in Schenectady, was one of our main venues, the Frankie Dale Trio. Tommy Giaquinto was our drummer. And for those that don't know my real name, if it's all right to tell them.
Well, certainly. I was waiting for you to do it. I didn't want to, you know, shock you by calling you by your real name.
No, because a lot of people don't even know me by my real name, which is Frank Skaia, S-C-A-I-A. And like I tell everybody, I said, geez, you know, if anything ever happens to me and nobody's going to know who I am, not that it's, you know, no big deal, but
right.
I'm saying Frank Skaia wouldn't be a good stage name. I don't think.
No, probably not.
So I've been Frankie Dale ever since the trio broke up, and I kept my ex-wife's last name because it was well known in the area, and I didn't, you know, in the clubs that were hiring me wanted somebody that at least had a following of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
So we kept with the Frankie Dale, but my real name is Frank Skaia, and actually my pronunciation, my first name is Fortunato.
Fortunato, eh?
Fortunato, yeah. Fortunato Sky.
Okay.
I don't know where my dad got that, but and I'm a junior.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a junior also, so.
Well, I must say that the I'm sorry, I am interrupting you, which is a trait of mine.
Go ahead, Bob.
But, I mean, just off the top of my head, the lounge singers, to use a phrase, maybe you take offense at, or entertainers who perform in barrooms and restaurants, that I know around here, this litany of people, all of you guys are Italian-Americans. Like Gaetano is, I think his real name is Steve Cafferi, yes. And there's Randy Lauren, but I believe his name is Di Lorenzo, and so on and on. Maybe not Edward Clifford, I'm not really sure.
I don't know. I think, you know, matter of fact, we sat with him, we went out to a performance of a friend of ours, Nick Barber, from Schenectady, who did a Roy Orbison tribute, and Eddie T showed up with his CD, to do a few numbers, and I think his name is he looks Italian.
I see. Oh.
He does. He looks like a little Tony Bennett.
Could be.
Yeah, but he's a fine singer, and we ran into him last Saturday at a venue. So whether he's, it's like I said, I don't know. We have. Who else do we have? We have Brian DiGiuseppe.
Oh, Brian D. That was a name I couldn't remember.
Yeah,
some of the others.
Brian DiGiuseppe. I can't even say it. But he performs. He's performing now at that Pasqualina's or somewhere.
Pasquarella's in Schenectady, Van Vranken.
Yeah. And then the Gaetano is right next door.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you about that. About you just said that there's one place and one right next door. We're talking with entertainer Frankie Dale. I've listened to a lot of you guys, honestly, and I don't want to put words in your mouth or say something that you may or may not agree with, but it seems when you sit down and talk to some of the lounge singers, they sort of bemoan the fact that things have changed. Would you say that's true? It's not as much work as there used to be?
No, there's not. I just think it's a sign of the times. I mean, there's the bigger groups, your rock bands, your big soul bands with the horns and everything else, and places like Vapors at the Saratoga Casino, and there's a few venues, like the Refrigerators, and you got the, I can't even think of the other names anymore, Burners UK, that used to be a fantastic group, and
yeah,
but there's no venues for music of sorts for singles. I mean, we can play a lot of little bars and stuff like that, but the venues and the music has changed. That I think it's people just usually want to, unless it's a big club like Vapors, and that place I understand on a Saturday or Friday, whatever they have, is packed, mob, 800-900 people go in there to do it. I don't think they're my age, though.
No,
but the venues for like for Joe and Gaetano and Eddie and Brian and Randy, like Randy would have to open his own club to want to get a job,
Right. I mean that's pretty drastic.
But he's a performer in his, right. He is actually a true lounge singer. We used to call him lounge lizards.
Yes,
that's what we call ourselves, but. And then Gaetano, he puts on a fabulous show, yep. and Brian, he does the Sinatra thing. I mean, there's still places out there, but we have to kind of search for them,
Yeah, and honestly, I mean, the club or the restaurant or the tavern, won't pay as much or can't pay as much. So in a sense, you've kind of been, it would seem to me, maybe you'll disagree with this, been forced into this technology of performing with recorded music. I mean, Randy Loren plays piano or plays keyboard. You play guitar, but you don't often do that now when you would do a gig at a restaurant.
No, because what we buy now is all pre-recorded stuff. Like Randy, does his piano, and he also stands out front and sings. And Gaetano used to play guitar more than he does now too. But it's kind of senseless to carry it around if you don't have the music that you can play with. Joe Matarazzo, that is his main entertaining, is his guitar.
Yeah, that's true.
He has a different type of tracks that he uses. He does his own tracks and stuff. So he plays guitar in every song that he does. Like myself, I carry mine once in a blue moon, but the songs that we record, that we sing, are already orchestrated. So we, it doesn't pay to do that. But it's like I said, the smaller clubs can afford us, but we have to work a lot less than we used to. But then again, like I said, I don't do it for the money. I do it for the entertainment value that I get out of it, and it's like a therapy. And I guess I'm getting to that age now where, you got to kind of back off a little bit. Like I said, age, not so much the performing, it's lugging the equipment around. That's the hard part.
Yeah, I mean, even the fact that you're using some recorded music. I mean, you right. That keeps you fit, Frank, I would say. You come with a truckload of stuff.
Yes, I know. And like I said, I'm kind of to the point now where I haven't been doing that much because of the fact that, like I said, the clubs are far and few between, and the private things are with the economy being the way it is, people kind of cut back on everything.
And also, in all honesty, let me just throw this in and get your reaction. I mean, society's changed. You know, there's less toleration for drinking and smoking than there used to be.
Yes, there is. And I think back when you were and were coming into Da Vinci's back, I don't know how long it's been since we've been out of there. That place has been closed. It has to be 5 or 6 years. But I was there for five. I was there almost 6 years playing every Saturday night. And we had a great, great time. And I don't know when that smoking ban went in, but it did hurt the business very bad. I mean, it did hurt the business very bad. Then the drinking laws, that hurt us bad, which are all, they're all good laws, don't get me wrong. But when it comes to being an entertainer, being out into these clubs, these venues where people come in for the purpose of enjoying themselves, whether it be a smoke, a drink, everything, it kind of diminished. And as they get older, people have a tendency that don't go out as much.
Oh, that's another point. I mean, we get older, Frank.
And I've been
pleased, though, to see that my kids, who are now in, you know, approaching their 40s, though, they enjoy listening to you or Gaetano or something like that. They'll often join Andre and me at a place. So maybe as younger people get older, they'll discover this kind of music.
Well, I don't know that what they'll discover is the ones that they're following now are getting older.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So hopefully that they follow them along, because what they do at what we did at a young age, it's tough to do at an older age. And like I say like years ago when I was 20 years, we'll take a Rolling Stones. This is a good example. We'll take Mick Jagger. I don't know how old he is now, but say when you got married when he was young and you had a favorite song by the Rolling Stones, and now he's getting up to a point where he's 70 and 75 years old,
right?
And you want him to play your favorite song.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be that easy.
I don't either.
It was like Frankie Valli hitting those high notes at his age, you know. Mm-hmm. You got to go down. You got to downsize your expectations, and you got to keep your crowd that liked you for what you did. Keep coming out. But like I said, as we get older, we don't go out as much. I mean, you're an exception, because in the business you're in, you get out, and that's how a lot of things that, you know, that you talk about and you see brings, you know, to the other people the interest in it. But it's a matter of, like I said, the people that follow us. Oh, well, I was going to go out, but you don't start till 9:30, 10 o'clock,
yeah.
And that's too late for me, you know.
Amen. Well, Frankie Dale, it's been a pleasure talking with you. We're going to go out with a little bit of your personality, which is really what you are. You're an entertaining personality. Frankie Dale, thanks very much for joining us, and thank you for countless hours of listening pleasure.
Thank you, Bob, and thank you, listeners.
Take care.